Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, power plays have ups and downs. They get hot, they get cold. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. 0 for 5 last night, 0 for your last 10. Safe to say it's too early to be overly concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little concerned when we're 0 for 10, a little frustrated. Sometimes the only way you can get out of it is by just getting a greasy one. And I think we got to simplify things, and we just got to try to get I don't care if it's even a soft puck through layers and from our flankers or whatever, but we just got to try to get pucks in an area where we can outnumber the puck and hopefully get a greasy one, and hopefully it can pick up from there.
You haven't scored in 3 straight, but prior to that you did score a power play goal in 5 of 7. In that time, Eric Martin, Jackson Jutting, and Issa Parekh each have 2. How much would a goal from somebody else open up stuff for everybody else?
I don't worry about that, Schultzy. As long as you're getting one, I don't care who's getting it. And typically, if you look at any power play, it's always going to be probably 2 guys max. I'd get maybe a third that gets some secondary power play goals. But 5 guys are never getting power play goals. There's certain guys who are playmakers who make the plays on those particular goals. There's always typically a net front guy who's there to screen or get puck recovery. So I don't think there's a power play in the NHL where they get mileage out of all 5 guys.
I'm not saying that I think your power play has been predictable, but power plays over time can get predictable. As a coach, what can you do to change things up just enough to keep the opponent on edge?
To do it exactly what I said about 1 minute ago, you've got to just get some misdirection. You need pass shots from flankers. You got to get pucks to the paint. That's all you can do are things like that. You guys got to try to win some battles in front of the net. And a lot of times, again, it's not going to be the pretty power play goal, but it's the power play goal that's going to be effective is the one that you're going to outwork somebody for.
You work a little higher on the one unit, a little lower on the other unit. Is there an interchangeable part like a Riley Funk net front that can work in both types of power plays?
Yeah, it all depends on what power play you want to run. I mean, we run a 1-3-1, so that's what we run, and then we'll run our second unit every now and then, and we'll run a 2-3 off them to get some rolls. It's just hard. Riley's job is more or less, again, just to occupy real estate, take a guy with him, open up some space for some other guys, and be in a good spot for puck recovery. We will slide him off on the goal line every now and then for a quick jam play just because he's got the size and he's got the presence to attack the net, but it's easier said than done, Schultzy.
How important are having 2 units that two different things that, again, your opponent's got to worry about something else when that other unit comes out?
Well, the other thing, Schultzy, I think probably for the listeners, even in you for that matter, the power plays we're running is predicated off our personnel. So it's all personnel based. You know, we would run a different power play if we had maybe Eric Polkamp, who's got an NHL release. So everything is different, and you can move guys around. So it's all predicated on your – it is. It's predicated on your personnel. So that's just the best way of putting it right there. I mean, we realize that, you know, it's great to have, you know, some versatility and to have a couple different options. And we do have different options off our 1-3-1. That's why you said a low, you know, we have low options, we have high options. We have options off our 1-3-1. But, again, I don't see any power plays anymore that aren't a 1-3-1, to be honest with you, or an umbrella. That's just the power plays of today. So it is what it is.
Going into last night, Tom, roughly the same number of games played. They had 60 power play opportunities. You had 35. It's not as easy as one might think to get more power play chances, is it?
No. I mean, what happens is there's never a lot of power plays in games that the Beavers play. Actually, last night was – I didn't even know how many power plays we had last night. It was the 5-minute was the biggie.
Had 0 for 5.
Yeah. The 5-minute was the biggie. But, I mean, typically we're only getting 2 or 3 power plays a game, but we're only giving up maybe one or two power plays a game. So that's year in and year out because we're one of the most disciplined teams in college hockey. We're, you know, typically, again, if we're not 64, we're 58, 59, 60, 61 as far as penalty minutes. Us in Minnesota every year, year in and year out. So what happens, that's the complexion of the game when the Beavers play, that there's not going to be a lot of power plays. So it's not what we can do to draw penalties. It's just that we're so disciplined. That's what kind of game it is.
More with Coach Sertoria when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Sertoria. Tom, the last couple of years, you graduated a Wills Mullick and a Kyle Loaf, two guys that just flat out played a ton of minutes for you. You're playing your top six defensemen a lot this year, even top seven. Big picture, how good is that for a team that you're able to just keep rolling guys?
Yeah, I don't know, Schultz. It's a tough question. We're playing those other guys because they're at a high level. When you're at a, when you have a deep defenseman who is at a high, high, high level, they're going to play a lot. It's just the way it is. I don't know. It's nice for, from a development standpoint. It's nice when those guys obviously, you know, whether they become upperclassmen or whatever, that's nice to have guys in case there's injuries who are battle-tested. But, man, it's nice to have a horse that – you know, you can put out there too. So I don't know what's better. I love having Will Zamolik and Elias Rosen and Kyle Loft, and there's a reason those guys play. But it's also, again, we've got good depth with our defensive core right now. I don't think there's any question about that, Schultz. And we can put any one of those guys in any situation. So that's a bonus too.
Let's put it this way. Is faith a good way of describing your thought process on your decor right now?
Faith, yeah. I think so. I think faith, that's a good point. We have confidence. Take a look at our forwards, too. I mean, our fourth line's playing 12 minutes. You take a look at the majority of fourth lines in college hockey, they're playing single digits. So we roll four. Now, there's times maybe after a timeout I might put our ones out there redo our rotation. But I'm pretty good about rolling four. And this is the most I've probably rolled a fourth line since probably 2011-12. I still remember that we rolled four lines. When we lost to North Dakota that second year in the WCHA, I rolled four lines straight, and it was interesting. Five-on-five was almost identical. So, this is the most we've done in a long time, but again, that's because we got good parity.
A lot of referee-initiated conversations last night, referee-initiated reviews on goals. There was a coach's challenge by them. Looked like you guys were maybe considering a coach's challenge late. A lot of disruptions. How does a team keep its edge and keep its focus when there was a lot of downtime last night?
Both teams, though, Schultz. Yeah, I don't worry about those things or think about it, just because both teams are going through the same thing.
Any major changes tonight with what you want to do, how you want to attack the Lakers?
No, I just would like to. I thought we had a good second and third period, and hopefully that type of play can carry over and that type of intensity. I just thought we managed the puck better. When we play well, we manage the puck. We keep pucks low. We make the opposing team play 200 feet, and you get it like anything. Same thing when teams are playing us. It's hard to get going. And when you have to play 200 feet, and a lot of times, too, if you're defending, you know, you're getting a puck out and you're line changing. And that's what we want to try to do is the best of our ability. But sometimes, again, we play stubborn. We have players who want to play stubborn sometimes. When we play stubborn, we can put ourselves in a tough predicament. But you just have to – you got to stick with it. And mostly on the road, Schultz, you got to play a little different on the road than you do at home as well.